Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Pei Aleph in Maseches Erevin, the 301st daf in Shas. We'll begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Amabez, which will introduce us to the subject material that is kosher for an Eruv. What type of food is kosher for an Eruv? That will be the discussion of the Gemara, not only in terms of what types, but how it is to be presented. Would it be acceptable if it's in cut-up pieces or only a loaf of bread? Ultimately then, speaking of bread, we will get into the halachos of challah, the requirement in the Torah from this week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach, to take off challah, which will bring us to the next Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, which will discuss whether an Eruv can be done with the awareness and lack thereof of the owner, or does it require only awareness. The Gemara will also discuss cases in which someone gives money to join into an Eruv. The Gemara then will begin discussing, when analyzing our Mishnah, is the type of kinyanim that are acceptable for both acquiring an Eruv and as well as acquiring property in general. And the Gemara then will conclude discussing different expressions for kinyan of Eruv that are acceptable and those that are not. Let's begin with the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom, Pei Amud Beis. Bechol ma'arvin u'mishtatvim, one could use all foods for both Eruv chatzeres as well as shitufei mevos, chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech, except for water and salt. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, kikar hu Eruv, a Eruv could be made only from bread, va'afilu ma'afesah, even if there was a large loaf that was made from a saw's worth of flour. It's a tremendous amount of flour, v'hu prusa, and it's a piece that came off from that, even though the prusa then would be quite large, eima arvimba. In contrast, kikar kiser, but if there's a small loaf, the size of a coin of an iser, which is small, v'hu shalem ma'arvimba, then in such a case, an eruv would be acceptable. Analyze the Gemara on the top, pei alfa manav, tanina chada zimna. We learned once earlier on Chavav and Beis b'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin chutz min ha'mayim u'va'amelach, that we learned already once that all could be used, as we learned according to the Tanakhama. So why do we need to repeat the position of Rebbe Eliezer over here that one could use everything? We already learned it earlier on Chavav and Beis. Amar Rabba lafuke mirabbi Yeshua. Rabba says it emphasized here specifically to preclude from the position of Rabbi Yoshua, the Omar, kikor in midiachrini lo. Kamash malon, bichol, that the Tanakhama disagrees, as we learn on Chafav and Beis, that everything could be used. Eisvei Abaye posed the following question. Bichol ma'arvin eruvei chatzeros, u bichol mishtatvin shitufei muvos. So Brisa says that you could use all types of things for Eruvei Chatzeros, as well for Shitufei Mevos. V'lo amru la'arev bepas. And when do we say you need specifically pas? Ela bechatzer bovad. That's what the Braisa says. Analyzes the Gemara. Whose opinion is that of the Braisa? Man shamisle damer pas in midyachri lo. Who holds that only pas? Well, we are learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Lezer holds everything could be used. Must be Rabbi Yoshua. Uktani bechol. Yet at the same time it says bechol. So the Gemara says, number one, it seems to be following Rabbi Yeshua. On the other hand, it also said, Bechol ma'arvin. So what must be the pshat? Ela merabba barachon, lafukin Rabbi Yeshua. It must be that the way to read this brisa and to reconcile everything is it's coming to exclude Rabbi Yeshua, Amar shlema in prusa lo, that had said that only a shlema is acceptable and a piece off of it is not. Kamash Malon, that's why it says Bechol, to be able to tell you, Kamash Malon, Bechol, that you could even use a pas prusa. Hence, we learned it earlier, Bechol, to exclude from the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua, even though originally we thought that Bechol has to be going in consonance with Rabbi Yoshua, because the word Bechol earlier had to be explained even according to Rabbi Yoshua. Nevertheless, in this Raisa, call is coming to exclude Rabbi Yoshua, that says, Shlema in Prusa lo.
Uprusa my time alo, asks Gemara, why would Rabbi Yeshua say you can't use a slice? Am Rabbi Yosef and Shalom, Rabbi Mishum Eva. Slice can't be used because we're afraid of enmity between the neighbors. That some are going to say they gave a large piece, Rashi says, and some will say they gave a small piece. The Gemara then asks a logical follow-up. Amar lei, Ravacha brei d'Rava l'Ravashi, irvu kulam meprusas mal. But if everybody gave a prusa, then there isn't going to come to enmity that one gave more than the next. Amar lei, shemi yachzir d'Rava l'kukulo. We're afraid that at one moment it's going to go back to the phenomenon of some giving more and some giving less, and therefore, as a low plug, they prohibit it entirely. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, Nitla himenu. If there was a certain amount that was taken from the loaf, there are times that it will be okay. Kidei chalosa v'kidei dimua. If the amount of chala was removed, or the amount of a inappropriate mixture. Challah, of course, is the mitzvah of this week's parasha, Reishis Ariso Seichem, that there is a mitzvah to remove challah. Dimua is if there is a mixture of chulin in and truma, and there's 100 times of chulin, then the truma, then you take the amount of truma out, and then it's going to be mutter. So if either challah was taken out, or the amount of dimua, in order to be able to make the mixture permissible, ma'arvin lo ba, you could use it for an erev, asks the Gemara, but didn't we learn, v'atanya, didn't we learn, b'raisa, k'dei dimua, ma'arvin lo ba, it's true when it comes to dimua, but k'dei chalasa, e ma'arvin lo ba, that if you remove the chala, it's not appropriate erev. Why? Because the people are going to be makbid if he removes the larger amount for the shear of chala, which we will spell out in a moment. So it seems that hafrashas chala messes up the erev. And Zagmar lokasha, habichalas nachtum. It depends on whether it's the chala that's removed by a baker, habichalas balabais. And we'll explain the distinction between the two. This now we learn in Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin in chala, shear chala echad mi esrim va'arba. If a person is taking off chala, it should be 1/24 of the mixture. However, if it was made to sell in the marketplace, there is less of a shear that is necessary. So that's the teretz of the Gemara. If you can take off 1/48, people will not be makbid. However, it will be 1/24, then people will be makbid. Gemara now has a fascinating discussion. Amar Rav Chizkiya Tofra B'Kisem. If the challah was sewn together, ma'arvin lobo, it can be used as an erev. Tanya e ma'arvin, but lobo, didn't we learn you can't? Answers the Gemara, loy kasha, ha diadia tifra, ha de lo yadia tifra. If it's obvious that it was sewn together, then it won't work. But if it's not obvious, then it now can serve as a new bokala, as a new challah. Amar abzera amar shuol, ma'arvin bepas, you can make erev out of pas orez, ubepas dochen, bread made of rice, made of spelt, that's actually a machlekes rishonim in Ketzim of Archim, what exactly orez is, but we'll go with the mahalach of Tosos. Amar ma'rukva l'didi mefarshalim minei demar shmuel, bepas orez ma'arvin, ubepas dochen ein ma'arvin, that one cannot use, dochen is millet, that one cannot use millet for an erev. Amar b'chia bar oven, amar rav ma'arvin bepas adoshim, a bread that was made of lentils. Ask Gemara, Eini, Vahu, Vahi, Dehavoi, Bishnei, Demar, Shmuel, Vishadya, Lekavle, Velo, Achlet. The bread of lentils that was made during the days of Shmuel, Shmuel threw to the dogs, and he didn't eat it. Answers the Gemara, Ahi, De Shar Minim. That bread was made out of Shar Minim, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, La'atokach lechachitun sa'orim, Ufal, Vadoshim, Dochen, Kusmim. This is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Yechezkel to make bread, told him to take all of these different parts of bran together that are normally not eaten together to indicate that it was a time that people would eat anything. So that's that type of bread that Shmuel would not eat. Rav Papa Amar, the bread that Shmuel threw away was something else. Ahid Tzuluya B'Tzavas Adam Havoy. It was affected by excrement. as described as well in that pasuk in Yechezkel. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Yechezkel to do with the bread. Dechsivihi biglale tzoas adam tugena leinayim, that it should be baked with this excrement. Now the Gemara just adds one more drasha from that pasuk in Yechezkel. Mai v'ugas saorim tochlena. The uga is described as saorim. Rashi explains that what's bothering the Gemara is at the end of the day we just mentioned it was made out of many things, not just out of barley. Amar of Chizda was meant to darshan l'shi'urim, that he should eat it with shi'urim, the same expression that we use colloquially today to eat b'shi'urim, that means to eat small amounts. Rav Papa Amar, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Yechezkel? Arivasa, the making of the pas, karivas sa'orim, should be made like pas sa'orim, v'lo karivas chitim, and not the way wheat is made. That pas sa'orim was made in a haphazard fashion and not in a respectable fashion, because it wasn't a respectable bread, in contrast to chitim, which was respectable bread. What emerges from our Gemara is the Gemara had mentioned that there are types of bread that cannot be used for the Erev, and that is, according to one opinion, according to Shmuel, Pas Dochen, as well as Pas Hadoshim, depending on what is made out of. If it's made out of many, many brands, let me tease my wife, who's the nutritionist, a multi-brand bread, Chazal didn't seem to think was very, very respectable. However, a Pas Hadoshim, that would be okay. We continue on with the Nuah Mishnah. On the bottom of Pei Aleph, Amid Aleph. Noisin Adam Ma Lechen Vini Ula Nachtom. A person is allowed to give money to a shopkeeper and a baker. A Ma is quite a bit of money. Kedeshi Yizakalo Erev. In order that they should designate food for him, in other words, for the customer, if you will, for the Erev. Direi Bilias. V'chacham Maimim Loizachu Lo Ma'oisav. The Chachamim say the money cannot work for him to be zocha into the Erev until he does Meshicha. There's a very important Rashi here, so let's do the Rashi inside. In the Ramaschu Lo Zachu Lo Ma'osav says Rashi, She'ein Mo'os Konos. The reason why the money doesn't work is that there's a twofold problem over here. One with the money, and then the other with the Erev. Number one, the money can't be konos. Emos konos at sheyimshoch. The halach is that money is not konim in a Torah until one drags the item. This is a klal that the Gemara in Bechoros describes as well. On daf yud gimel on the beis, which is an important rule, and that is that even though we say that money is kona, according to many, Minat Torah, the only way one is kona is when one drags the item, which means if I buy something from you and I give you money, I'm not kona until you give me the item and I drag it. That's number one. So that's why the money cannot serve as a kinyan. Continues Rashi, and then there's another problem. Vafilu irev hachen v'ni hazeh l'kol ha'acherim, v'zika gam l'zeh. Okay, so he wasn't kona with his money, but we know that Reuven could be mezakeh Shimon by being kona the Erev on his behalf. So why not have the chenveni being mezake also for this customer who gave the ma? Gam lezeh einu Erev, continues Rashi, five lines from the bottom. It's also not an Erev. Sharei lo niskan lezakos lo matnas chinam. He didn't have kavana, the store owner, to give it to the customer as a present. Kishar mezakim be'erev, el liknos haman. But rather it was through the money. He would never have given him the food without the money. But the customer never owns it. He never had das to be magnet. So now it's a catch-22. There was no kinyan that was made, and the das achenveni is to do it with the money, and the money is not effective. This is the point that the Chachamim make on our last line on the Amud in the Mishnah. But their moda by other people, the same process of giving money would work, say the Chachamim, if it was not done with a store owner, but was done with an average homeowner. Rashi explains in Dibar HaMaschul Umodim that the problems that we outlined earlier, that both the one who is requesting the Erev, as well as the Chenveni, will have in mind to effect the kinyan with money, and money doesn't work because Mashiach needs to be done, is not a problem at all when it comes to people in the neighborhood. They'll understand that the process of giving money is only to appoint him as a shliach. Hence, it's as if he's requesting him, Reuven, who's giving the money to Shimon, is requesting of Shimon to be his shliach, to be mezakeh from the Erev. According to Rashi, this line is going back to the Mishnah that says that it doesn't work by the Chenveni, because both the Chenveni and the fellow's das was to effect the kinyan through money, which does not work because Mos is not Konos. This halach only applies in regards to Eruve Tchumen. Aval Be'eruve Chatzeros, Ma'arvin L'dayto V'shalo L'dayto, it could work both B'das and Shalo B'dayto. And here the Mishnah introduces a very important klal. L'fish Zach L'adam Shalo B'fanav, Ein Chavon L'adam Shalo B'fanav. Zechiyah could work even against his Das. And therefore, against, in other words, without his Das, to be more precise. And therefore, when it comes to Eruve Chatzeros, it could only be a Schus, only something positive, and therefore it will work. Rashi adds, when it comes to Eruve Tchumen, then it's a Chov, because if I make an Erev for you on the east side of the city, then you can no longer leave on the west side of the city. The Gemara begins 7 lines in my time of the Rebbe Eliezer. What's the reason of Rebbe Eliezer that says that money can be effective? Halo Moshach. But what about the problem that we mentioned according to the Rabbanan, that when the money is given to the store owner, the individual who is getting the Eruv, the customer, never did Mashicha, and therefore there was no Ziku, there was no process in which he was ever Kona, the food for the Eruv, and then given to the communal Eruv. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Asor Rabbi Eliezer, Kedale Prokim Bishana. Rashi explains that we're going to see later on that Rabbi Yochanan has examples that there are different times in the year that the Chacham were misaking that min haTorah money would be kona. And Rabbi Eliezer says that this topic, Erevin, becomes like those other topics as well, as the Gemara is about to flesh out. The Snan, as we learn in Mishnah in Chulin, Bidimo Dalid Prakim Elu, Mashchitin Esha Tabach Bal Karcho. There are four times a year when we force the Shochet to slaughter, even if he does not want to, because of the need of the day. Afilu shor shoveh elef dinar, even if it is an ox that's worth 1,000 dinar, and the one that asked the shochet, ve'ein lelokeach el dinar echad, he only owns 1 dinar of it, kofenos alishchot, you could force the shochet to slaughter. The four times of the year, we learn on Daf Pei Gimel in Chulin, is Erev Yom Tov of Pesach, Erev Yom Tov of Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, as well as Erev Yom HaKippurim. This halacha is relevant in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, in Halachos HaMamon, for the following follow-up. Lefichach, in Mace, if the animal dies, Mace Lilokeach, the loss goes to the fellow who owned 1 dinar. And that means that he cannot say to the owner who owned the majority, give me back my dinar. Because since he has the right to represent the animal to get it slaughtered, it's considered as if it's his. Ask the Gemara, Meselo keach, halo mashach, but he didn't do a kinyan. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna answered, Bishem mashach. We're talking about where he did do Meshicha. Asks Gemara, Yachim Masefa, Bishai Moseshan Einakein. We learned that in the rest of the year it's not this way. Lefichach in Mace, Mace Lamocher. That the fellow, the one who had promised the dinar, does not absorb the loss because he didn't do any kinyan on the animal. Otherwise, it's hard to understand why he does not absorb the loss. Asks the Gemara, Amai, if you're going to say he wasn't Kona, why was he not Kona? Ha-Moshach. In the Reisha, he was Moshach. So if the Reisha, he was Moshach, as we explained before, then the Seifa, he must too. And if in the Seifa, he did, then why is the Mocher, who not only promised the lokeach the animal, but actually had the lokeach do a kinyan, why would he absorb that loss? Amar b'shmol bar Yitzchak lo'alim b'shaloi mashach. Really, we have to say, it's talking about where there was no mashiach. If that's so then why is it by the dalet prakim? The halacha is that the lokeach is kona even without a kinyan. Hacham ha'iskin b'shizika lo'idei acher b'dalet prakim elu. If the lokeach has a third party who is zoche, that part of the animal on his behalf, it works, and it becomes a binding kinyan. D'schus hu lo, because it's a schus for the lokeach, zachin lo shelo befanav, and therefore he acquires it if the kinyan was not done in front of him. However, b'shar yimos hashana, in the rest of the year, to have a little bit of meat, that is just a pain in the neck, especially a part of the animal, d'chovu lo, ein chavin lo ela befanav. Therefore, it doesn't work the rest of the year. Now the Gemara equates this to the issue by Erevin by us. Rav Elam, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elam said the name Rabbi Yochanan, B'dalet prakim elu, during these four periods, Hemidu Chacham Divrein al Divrei Torah. The Chachamim allowed the Din Torah to operate in an unadulterated fashion. In other words, that even though the halacha is normally different because of a takana, nevertheless, here they said it reverts back to the Din D'Oraisa. D'Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught Dvar Torah Mois Koines. Really, Min HaTorah, money does acquire. However, practically, it doesn't. U'mepnei Ma'o Amru Mashicha Kone. Why did Chazal say specifically Mashicha is Kone? Gzeira Shemru Yomru Lo Nisrafu Chaitecha Ba'aliyah. Rashi explains, but the reason why we say that money is not kona is not because money is not kona min haTorah. Rabbi Yochanan holds money is kona min haTorah. Then why is it that practically we said in the above examples money is not kona? Because that was a takana midrabanan. If Reuven bought from Shimon with cash, then how are we to assure that Shimon is not going to stab Reuven in the back and remove the produce and say, oh, it was burnt down, when really he just hid it for himself. So for that reason, the Chachom were misaken that in order to be Kona entirely, you need to do Mashicha. But there are cases where it's in the best interest to remove that Takana. And those instances are, as we see in our Gemara, the Dalid Prakim, as well as, according to Rabbi Eliezer, in the case of Eruv as well, even when another Maisa of Mashicha was not done, since it was a financial transaction, that would be enough for an Erev, according to Rabbi Eliezer. If I give my money, then that would be enough. Since Min HaTorah, I would have acquired the food, and then the Chenveni could be Mezake on my behalf. In our Mishnah, we had learned that even though Chachamim say against the position of Rabbi Eliezer that we've just elaborated on, that money cannot work for zchus for an Erev, that's only if I'm giving money to a Nachtam. However, modim b'shar kol adam, if I give it to someone else, it will work. Man shar kol adam, who are the other type of people? Amarav balabayis, it's a regular homeowner. V'chein amar shmuel balabayis, amar shmuel, loishan al Nachtam al balabayis, kind of with the balabayis, it will work. V'amar shmuel, and we explained above in our mission that the reason why it will work is because there it's understood that it's only symbolic, and it's not using the rules of kinyanim. And also Shmuel taught, the only time that there is going to be a problem in the transaction with a chenveni or a nachtam is when money is given. But if he uses a kli, which the Mefarshim explain is that he intends to use the kinyan of chalipin, so then kona, then it would work. As well, Shmuel taught, lo shanu ela da'omela zacheli. It's only if he asks the chenveni to be zoche on his behalf, which sounds like a kinyan. However, if he says arevli, then it sounds like he's making it to a shliach, and then it will be effective. The Gemara now analyzes the concluding lines in our Mishnah that says that Rabbi Yehuda points out that the only shortcoming that exists, that if you do it without the awareness of the individual that the Erev would take a play effect on his behalf, is only in regards to a Ruve Tchumen, which has a negative side to it, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah. But when it comes to Eruv Echatzeros, it's Ma'arvin L'Daito, for Shalol L'Daito. Amar Rav Yehuda, Mishmua Halacha, K'Rav Yehuda, the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda who made that point. V'lo Od, Elakol Makom Sheshan Rav Yehuda Be'erivin Halacha K'Moisai. Every time Rav Yehuda is mentioned, we follow Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Chanan Be'Gadita, Rav Yehuda, Mishmua, Afilu B'Mavui Shnitol K'Rosa L'Chayav. What about the case of a Mavui that has its beam or Lechi removed? Rashi explains that the Mishnah later on Sadi Dalid Amid Aleph, tells us that Rabbi Yehuda says if a lechi or korah is removed on Shabbos, you're nevertheless allowed to carry there. I only said this rule in regards to Erevin, but not in regards to Mechitzas. In other words, when we're talking about Eruve Tchumin, Chatzeros, and so on, then we will follow Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Hagdara, the definition of what qualifies as a mechitzas, there we won't necessarily follow Rabbi Yehuda. Bezer Hashem will pick up tomorrow night with the young boys in Ramat Beit Shemesh from Amar Le Rav Acha, seven lines from the bottom. As Bezer Hashem, we continue the march together through the Daf Yomi of Shas. We now conclude Daf Pei Aleph.